Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman says that she abandoned her family without warning, and it was the best thing she ever did. Remember what they always say, that when men get rich, they take care of their family. But when women get rich, they leave their family. And women like this one are being praised and given attention for doing so. But when a man does this, he's a monster. Why do so many women make their own happiness a priority over their own families? But I think this is good news for her ex-husband, because if he still has any money, he can live a happy life now. Moving on, Florida passes a new law bringing in the death penalty for anyone raping someone under the age of 12. But why stop there? How about all rape if it's proven without a doubt? That would discourage the enrichment crowd from doing what they do. Also, crazy leftists think that Trump was behind this law and that he didn't make it over 12 because it would somehow hurt him. Why aren't they cheering this on? Oh, that's right, because it's going to hurt them the most. Number three, they say that either you get replaced by an Indian CEO or live long enough to become the Indian CEO yourself. But the trillion-dollar question is, why are all the CEOs becoming Indians? YouTube, Google, and Microsoft all now have Indian CEOs. But to be honest, YouTube is a lot better with that Indian CEO than Susan before him. But I think the most important question we should be asking is, why does the wife look like she's wearing the pants in the relationship? Up next, here's this guy retirement maxing in Italy. It's sad though, because I don't know if this is AI or real anymore. This guy looks like he's going full speed ahead towards the end, risking skin cancer, lung cancer, and getting wrecked by women. When's the last time you've seen women with cigarettes in their mouth like this posing for a photo? That's why I think it's AI. What do you guys think? Is this real or fake? Number 5, meet the uncontacted Amazon tribe that doesn't know our civilization exists. The descendants of these people will probably repopulate the Earth when our population collapses to zero as the human mouse utopia experiment comes to an end. Are they really uncontacted though, because where did that guy get that metal machete? Did he order it on Amazon or something? I looked up the fertility rates for tribes like this, and it's between 3.5 and 5.5. Moving on, people believe that the Chicago World's Fair shows us how grand our civilization used to be. What most people don't realize is that this is just put up temporarily for the World's Fair back in 1893. It's mostly just fake plaster facades. But the real star of this show was Nikola Tesla lighting the whole thing up at night using his dynamos. That pissed off Edison because he wanted to light the fair himself. This is the first large-scale demonstration of Tesla's AC system. Number 7, is it true that women scream and shout when the child support payment is late, but pretend like they didn't do nothing when the paternity test comes back negative? In reality, they never let it get to that point and do their best to block the paternity tests and criminalize getting them like they do in countries like France. I can't imagine how many dudes are out there that are paying child support for kids that aren't even theirs. Up next, why is it that students in America spend more time learning about the pyramids of ancient Egypt than the great cathedrals like this one that took 600 years to build? I didn't know nothing about the cathedrals until I took an art history class in university. In high school, they didn't even teach us about ancient Egyptian temples. The first time I was on the Nile and went around some rocks and saw the Temple of Philae in Aswan, I was blown away. I saw a dozen temples, and by the time I got to the pyramids, they were the most boring part of my trip. Number 9, feminists are pissed off because the 671st ranked male tennis player destroyed the number 1 women's player. It would have been fair if the best male high school tennis player at some random high school played her instead. And yet female tennis players get the same amount as the male ones, even though they typically only play 3 sets instead of 5. Whatever happened to equal play for equal pay? There was also that one time when a cigarette addict beat both the Venus sisters. Moving on, the new Seattle mayor claims that she's going to ban grocery stores from closing down in the city. Sorry, honey, but that's not how free market capitalism works. If you don't like it, then open up your own government grocery stores, the way that Mam Danny is pushing for in New York, and then see what happens. The same insanity of closing them was tried in San Francisco, and a whole ton of stores packed up and left. This mayor is apparently still living with her mother and father, too. Number 11, this retired vet was struggling to get a job because he needed a service dog, and Lowe's eventually hired him. Smart move, because that dog is probably going to bring more customers in. Imagine if he didn't get a job and was living in pain and poverty. They might find him after he self-deletes from depression. This story is from the United States, and I'm in Canada, and I'll go there next time instead of Home Repo. Goodwill goes a long way, it seems. Up next, here's the look you get on your face when your wife yells at you for not doing anything around the house, but you literally just put the dishes in the sink for her to wash. I went one step further and bought a dishwasher, and my ex didn't like it, because she said she preferred washing them by hand, but they still ended up being dirty, so I had to wash them again. That was her passive-aggressive way to get me to wash them. The dishwasher ruined her fun watching me suffer washing it over and over again. Number 13, it looks like Rihanna might pull up Britney Spears because she's trusting her husband without a prenup, even though she's worth $1.4 billion. Dude is gonna clean up if anything happens. But then again, maybe she threatened him behind the scenes that if he ever leaves her, she's going to send someone after him and make it look like an accident. Then again, maybe she's the first woman in the world to trust a man. Moving on, this French writer with ironic feminist glasses says that women have the right not to like men. She's the author of I Hate Men. Remember, gentlemen, they're allowed to hate you, but you aren't allowed to hate them. Remember, ladies, that men don't have to share our resources with you no matter how much you call us selfish incels. Men need to stop chasing and stop simping. Looks like this one hasn't been chased in years. Number 15, here's the difference between conservative and liberal women. If the liberal women look like that, then what do the liberal men look like? But what does Stephen King have anything to do with this? I didn't know he was a liberal woman. He's looking good these days, though, and looks like he recovered from a stroke or something. Seriously, though, I know that's Chuck Schumer's wife, but what kind of a man marries that? Up next, remember, guys, that the one thing that's keeping you from greatness is chasing women's boxes. Once you stop being a cooch addict, all your life goals become a lot easier to attain. Meanwhile, the pickup artist community promotes that if you don't chase women, then you're not an alpha male. Remember, guys, keep your schwing-schwang in your pants along with your money and time. Number 17, remember, guys, that toxic masculinity is a term made up by women that no man will smash. Actually, a no good-looking man will smash to boots. Women like this are bitter because they'll never have a chance to be an alpha widow to the top 5% of men out there. We all know that the problem is not toxic masculinity, but a lack of masculinity, caused by not having a father in the home that's responsible for toxic male behavior. Women like this are just gaslighting us at this point. Moving on, Germany starts sending out forms to 18-year-olds asking them if they're fit for war. But I bet they're only sending it out to native German men, which they want to get rid of, and then replace them with Jeets and Mohammeds. It's funny that they're using a picture of women in this story, but you know that women won't go anywhere near the Russian front. My question is, what will happen to the native German women once all the native German men are off at war? Will the foreign men enrich them? Number 19, Amazon Web Services is replacing its young employees with AI. And it's a dumb idea that's going to explode in on itself if large language models are a dead end. They're great for creative fields where accuracy isn't 100% critical. We're about to find out if AI is worth it or not. Throwing trillions of dollars at data centers is like building up a giant pile of poop, hoping that there's a pony under there somewhere. Companies think that they'll be riding a horse to profit, but it might end up being a donkey to losses. Up next, Randy says it's cool how when the stock market goes up, it helps 30 people. But when it crashes, it wrecks everyone on Earth. Of course, because those 30 people got out before the crash and then made it happen so they could wreck everyone and buy back their assets for a lot cheaper. And people are stupid. They only buy when prices are rising and they sell when prices are falling. They lack discipline and they don't understand that the markets are about psychology more than anything else. Number 21, Will Smith is being sued for sexual harassment and accused of deliberately grooming a tour violinist. Is any black rapper or actor out there not gay besides Dr. Dre? I guess now we know why Jaden Smith has been all messed up recently. First we had the diddler, and now we have the fiddler. This is so sad because when I was a kid, grooming simply meant combing your hair and brushing your teeth. Where is Jada to slap this violinist? Moving on, studies show that 1 in 3 girls are mentally insane. Really, only so little. I thought that number would be much higher. But Dr. Ryan Teraband says he doesn't know a single woman that isn't on some sort of psychiatric medication. Also considering that so many of them have multiple personalities, it's more like 7 out of 3 women are insane. This is why we had so many insane asylums back in the days before pharmaceuticals. Number 23, this guy made his final child support payment with 80,000 pennies and dropped it off on his ex's front lawn. Too bad you can't do this anymore as the penny has now been discontinued. And nickels would only be 20% as good. Guys don't do this sort of thing unless a woman drives us absolutely up the wall with their batshit crazy antics. In the end, his kids will suffer because she's probably going to get them to collect the pennies and will film it, and then post it online about how bad of a father he is. Up next is good old Abe Lincoln, assassinated for freeing the slaves and now being called a racist by Black Lives Matter. Wokeness makes people insane and they revise history to suit their agenda. In Canada, Ryerson was a friend to the natives, and they even gave him an honorary name. Now they're toppling his statues and forcing people to take his name off of our institutions and streets. Remember, everyone, that when the Democrats don't get their way, they get dangerous. Number 25 and the last one, here's what catfishing gone wild looks like, and why we need to ban fake up because it looks like identity theft to me. The majority of women would get no attention if they didn't actually have makeup to cover their acne spots and smooth out their skin, or even lighten it. Women demand makeup and think it's no big deal. But the moment a man gets some hair transplants or any cosmetic surgery, women lose their minds and think that he's cheating for some reason. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.